This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. An interesting thing happened on the way to renegotiating NAFTA today. The president of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, Tom Donahue, the pro-business, generally favorably disposed to Republican points of view U.S. Chamber of Commerce, called the Trump administration's negotiating tactics on that trade deal an existential threat to it. Donahue's comments come as negotiations to overhaul NAFTA resume this week, and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is set to meet with the president tomorrow. Jake Schlesinger covers trade for The Wall Street Journal. Jake, welcome to the program.
Thanks very much.
Review for me, would you, some of the big issues on the table as round, what is it, three of these negotiations?
Four.
Round Hard four gets going. I know, right? So what are the big issues on the tables, I guess?
So, I mean, broadly, there are a bunch of things that the U.S. has held off proposing but is expected to propose in this round. What they would do is, in essence, weaken the broader tone of NAFTA. They're talking about injecting a sunset provision that would make it expire automatically, and thus the countries automatically try and agree to renew it. They're talking about imposing stricter rules of origin for cars within the trade agreement.
Can we take a step back here and talk about trade more broadly? There was an editorial, in fact, over the weekend in The Wall Street Journal talking about the Trans-Pacific Partnership and how American absence from that deal since the president pulled us out of it is working to American exporters and American businesses' deficit.
Pretty much, you know, since the end of the war, successive U.S. administrations of both parties have had as a goal in some form advancing free trade agreements, advancing the coverage of free trade rules. And this is the first administration that has essentially hit the pause button and said, we're not going to advance further until we can take a hard look at how this has all worked or not. And NAFTA is not just about NAFTA. It's really the first test case of this new world in which an American White House is taking a very different look at trade.
But also, you know, Orrin Hatch, who's arguably the chief trade guy in the Senate, said he's looking for a unified American position on this as we continue with these negotiations. And it certainly seems that that is not what we have.
Right. So, you know, specifically, it was issued in response to the Chamber of Commerce complaints, which was, look, we've never had a trade agreement that did not have strong American business support. It's hard to envision a trade agreement that doesn't have strong American business support. Not that we have to give them everything that they want, but that we certainly need them excited and behind this proposal. And you're not seeing that. And I think, you know, what's indicative of Senator Hatch's comments is not just that there's not business support behind the White House, but he does not have congressional Republicans behind him. And while some of the liberal Democrats who've long been trade critics, I think, are interested in what they're doing, a lot of Democratic leaders who've been pro-trade are also very worried about this.
Here we have, then, the first CEO president, ran as a populist, is having the very devil of a time with trade, which was arguably like in his top three campaign positions. Where does this go, then?
Well, that is the big question. Where does it go? You know, the president is doing in some ways exactly what he said he would do. I mean, he campaigned saying he would change the sort of longstanding consensus on trade, said it was badly misguided and that he wanted to change the direction. You know, the White House has a lot of powers. I mean, the president does have the power, if he wants, to just pull out of NAFTA altogether. Now, that would itself create huge blowback. I'm guessing that if that happened, you know, you'd see lawsuits, you'd see Congress trying to stop him. But, you know, I think he's trying to change the debate. And I guess you could say at a minimum at this point, he certainly has changed the tenor of the debate.
It has been changed. Jake Schlesinger covers trade for The Wall Street Journal. Jake, thanks a lot.
Thank you.